I'm sorry, I'm feeling dense getting this concept. And
thank you. Maybe it's because there's so many words attached to it, I'm not sure. The memnu part, I'm going back to. So I have a ease at getting when you can say yes to it, to a question, a request, mm-hmm. and how that feels. And I'm missing, maybe it's because I'm in different roles, differing sides of when there's a no.
I'm saying,
so
the only thing that human beings are ever saying is please and thank you. So I'm saying there is no no, it's just a request. If you are hearing
accurately. So someone asks for a request and the other person asks for another request.
Yes. You have two gifts on the table. First gift and then the gift behind the no.
Which is another request.
Yes. And if two people have this consciousness, all they hear ever coming from one another is a thank you or a gift.
So could we put that into something concrete?
Yeah, let's.
Like, give some.
What would be the situation? You ask for something. Does somebody else want to do it then? If you can't.
Yeah, I think that would be easier. I think.
Who wants to make a request?
Kind of take it in better.
You make the request.
Yeah, I'd like a 40-minute back rub.
And gosh, I'm torn right now because part of me would really enjoy doing that. And part of me is just really enjoying the calm and quiet that I've been experiencing. So would you be willing to wait another 30 minutes? That would give me...
Yeah, and I hear that you're really... it's meeting a deep need of yours for calm and quiet and serenity right now to spend more time alone.
Yeah, so he now doesn't feel any rejection. He has given me a gift. And I've given him a gift by giving him the chance to give me that. But now that was fairly easy because I played my role as a giraffe. Now our real test is when we communicate this way. Try it again.
Yeah, I'd love that 40-minute back rub.
Jesus, you are the most demanding person I ever know. I just gave you one last month.
So you're feeling a high level of frustration right now because there's a lot of things you'd like to do and you don't know how to get them all.
Yes, but see, I grew up not thinking of my needs as a gift. So I can't imagine that my needs would be a gift. So as soon as I hear his needs, I feel like it's a demand. So that's not easy with such a partner who hears requests as demands. Now, he's lucky because I made it pretty obvious. His life would have been made worse if I had done this. So watch again. We're going to do the same game again. Start again.
Yeah, I'm feeling really tight and I could use a back rub.
Okay. He's going to pay for it if he gets it. He's going to pay for it. But here's the worst, the most dangerous one of all. Watch this one now. Watch out if you're frightened of jackals. Be careful.
So before we go on, how do you handle that last one?
If you have giraffe ears, you know it was a yes that isn't so. So you don't allow a person to meet your needs coming out of that energy. See? You have a detector. You have to have a built-in detector in your relationship so that before you allow a person to meet any of your needs, they have to pass this test. That what they're doing is motivated only out of memnoon energy. There isn't a trace of motivation in them doing it because they're afraid they'll be punished if they don't, hoping that you will love them more if they do, a reward in other words. No guilt, no shame, no concept of duty or obligation. So you have to have a detector, though you know you never allow your partner to do anything for you that has even a trace of those things in, because the toxics will build until one day